Inside Sipping Stream's Tea Company, the walls are painted minty green. Shelves are lined with tall canisters and large glass jars, all filled with green, black, and yellow leaves. Fish swim around in a large tank as owner Jenny Ju serves up a hot pot of tea.
When I taste it, what do I need to taste for?
Well, just how about you just taste it and tell me what you think? And there's no right or wrong way to describe it.
This isn't just any kind of tea. It's the Thousand Mile Tea, created specifically for the Yukon Quest.
Like, I expected it to be, like, bitter and just, like, wham, like, hit my tongue. But it's very pleasant.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what people say. They come in here for the novelty of that it's the Quest tea and the novelty that has a lot of caffeine. And then they come back, like, a week later and go, you know what? It tastes really good. I'm like, I would hope that I wouldn't make terrible tea and sell it.
Ju is a certified tea specialist. She developed this blend from four black and white teas. Three come from China and one is from India. She shows me a small bag filled with the dried mixture.
These little things that look like spruce tips, but fuzzy. Like, if it's fuzzy, it's really smooth. It's called downiness. And so it makes it, I don't know, taste sweet. And then the black teas are even have these golden tips in it.
She says that golden color means the black tea still has a little sweetness. There's also a round, bright green leaf. That's a white tea, and just says it gives this blend its strength and body.
So you don't want to move too much into light tasting, because psychologically people think stronger, the more caffeine, the more robust it is.
She says that's exactly what the Yukon Quest race organization was looking for when they asked her to develop a blend for long-distance mushers and their handlers. She tried 12 different versions of the blend before she finally settled on the one in front of us.
My assistant manager at the time, he only got 2 hours of sleep that night. He was my guinea pig.
Ju also has a background in sports medicine. An athlete herself, she knew she needed to develop something that could give sleep-deprived mushers a jolt without scaring their taste buds or shocking their systems.
So this is like the natural alternative to like five-hour energy or Red Bull or something like that.
Yeah, and there's no sugar in it.
We take another sip of our caramel-colored tea.
So some people don't realize that good quality tea has more caffeine than coffee, dry form to dry form. But in tea, you infuse it multiple times, so it's slowly coming out.
Ju hasn't always been a tea drinker.
My last year of college, I drink a quad venti soy inverted caramel macchiato every day at 140 degrees. It cost me $5.28. That was with the sales tax. And I was thinking, what's the cheapest thing on the menu? Tea.
Once she started drinking tea, she also started reading about it, and that got her talking with her Chinese parents.
I got more into tea because of the scientific part of tea, and then the more I shared about that with my family, the more the cultural history connection came into my life, because my parents could tell more about their childhood and how tea was all around them when they grew up. And so it affected my life and my family's life in such a way that it was transforming, and I wanted that for other people too.
This little shop is filled with various blends. So whether it's a tea that'll keep you awake for a 2-week-long sled dog race or one that'll calm your nerves once that race is over, it's likely Jenny Ju has something to help. For KUAC News, I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.